What if the students had a second ultimate talent? I'm Yamil, your host, and welcome to Team We Tried Audio, where I'll be exploring the possibilities we never see on our YouTube channel. Spoiler warning for Danganronpa Trigger Happy Havoc. Hope's Peak Academy. A beacon in the center of the world filled with despair. Hope's Peak was meant to show the world that a bright future was possible. However, it quickly became a prison and nightmare for the students trapped within. Putting aside the lottery-based ultimate lucky student, each student was given the title of ultimate. What each student was the ultimate of followed the life of the students themselves. Each student was solely defined by their title, but what if they had more depth? What if each student had a second ultimate talent? I want these new talents to be somewhat realistic and true to the students, so I'm setting a few rules. First is that the new talents must come from the student's past. And while their past is going to be the biggest factor for their new ultimate titles, not everyone has an in-depth backstory, so I'm going to fill in the gaps from what I can in free times and what we learn about them in other games. Second is that it has to be realistic. Without some formal training, for example, someone without any culinary knowledge isn't suddenly going to become the next ultimate chef. With those rules set, I think it's time to look at what their second talent would be. Starting with Aoi Asahina, the ultimate swimming pro. And I've decided she's going to become the ultimate health. The ultimate health fanatic, the ultimate health nut. Didn't feel right, so for now, just the ultimate health. Aoi is more than just a swimming prodigy. She's a well-rounded athlete and excels in multiple sports. Swimming is just where she stood out the most. She's a determined person who puts her all in the sport she participates in, not for the sake of winning, but rather for the spirit of competition and, more importantly, the sake of fitness. She'll go out of her way to do unorthodox things, such as wear shorts to build up resistance to the cold, to sicknesses. She keeps herself to an odd but healthy regimen to keep in shape, and trains extra hard to balance out her fondness for sweets, specifically for donuts. Between the forms of exercises, unorthodox training methods, and pushing herself to be her best, she's more of an ultimate health than just an ultimate swimming pro. Next, we're looking at Byakuya Tsugami, who's the ultimate affluent prodigy, and for a lack of a better word, I've placed him as the ultimate lawyer. Giving him a second ultimate title is a bit difficult, given his lifestyle in the upper class would most likely mean that he was raised to learn a number of disciplines, a number of talents, have a number of hobbies. But like the title of affluent prodigy, being in the upper class kind of leads where the ultimate lawyer and his new ultimate comes from. More than just his money, Byakuya is influential, his family especially. His family is even a part of a secret council that rules the world from the shadows. He was the youngest of 15 half-siblings and bested them all to become the family heir. It's not stated that this is in combat, and given his physique, how he carries himself, it's unlikely that that's the case. So he likely bested them in things of the mind. His world turned him into a somewhat not somewhat, but a very self-centered person. But the title of ultimate lawyer comes from how he holds himself in investigations. He makes himself to be the person with all the answers, and he even tampered with crime scenes. Putting that aside, he's very knowledgeable of Monokuma's rules and has found ways to use them to benefit himself. He's even used these rules to persuade people to see his perspective, no matter how off it sometimes may be. And until reason hits by the plot device that is Makoto Naegi, most people follow along with what he says, despite how they feel about him. And while not being a detective like Kyoko, he's able to find reasonable conclusions that sometimes aid in investigations in the Killing Game. So, again, lack of a better word, he's the ultimate lawyer. Celestia Ludenberg, the ultimate gambler. I've given her the title of Ultimate Con Woman. It's similar, but hear me out. She's born not as Celestia Ludenberg, but actually as Taiko. Taiko Yasuhiro. Celeste earned herself the title of Queen of Liars, and fittingly so. She was born to the working class, as a common and normal family, and she hated it. She loathed it. From an early age, she became obsessed with the world of European royalty and began looking into historical figures of the Victorian and Rococo era. She changed her name, developed an accent of vague European origin, and began dressing in goth Lolita fashion to reflect her new lifestyle. Her lifestyle required large sums of money, and she used her talent of lying to gamble. And again, yes, con woman is similar to her existing talent of ultimate gambler, but she became a gambler, sorry, and even before she used her talent to earn sums of money, she was playing the long con to reach her dream of living in a castle with male servants, using her ability to con, to lie, to create this persona of Celestia Ludenberg. So even before she became the ultimate gambler, she was the ultimate con. Moving on to Chihiro, the ultimate programmer, I've decided to give her the title of ultimate inner strength. Chihiro was a victim of bullying, often harassed for being small and weak. Others would often tease Chihiro, telling him to be a man, for not fitting the image that is seen as a muscular macho man, and Chihiro decided to hide it. If Chihiro was being bullied for not being a man, then to stop the bullying, Chihiro just wasn't going to be a man. She dressed as a girl, and so long as no one knew her origins, she couldn't be bullied for her appearance. And this was just a band-aid, admittedly. But Chihiro adapted herself to preserve herself, to protect herself from the bullying. Finding a way to stop bullying takes a lot of strength, whether it's through confronting the bullies directly or finding another solution. But the determination of Chihiro's character doesn't end there. While Chihiro always wished not to have to hide under the facade of being a woman, it's being dressed as a woman that led to my biggest reason for assigning Chihiro the title of Ultimate Inner Strength. During the Killing Games, Monokuma threatened to reveal everyone's darkest secrets. Chihiro not only confides in others as to what her secret is, but also seeks help, asking Mondo to help train Chihiro to become stronger. Not only did Chihiro have the strength to trust others, but ask for help, and the ask and the sorry, the task of just asking for help, that's what led to my decision. When someone's affected by something negative, something that governs their life for the worse, asking for help is the hardest thing in the world to do. And by asking for help, Chihiro not only defied Monokuma and also the bully's image that made Chihiro feel weak in the first place, Chihiro shows that they have the character and the strength, even if they don't realize it yet. It's something buried deep within, so ultimate strength. Genocide Jill, the ultimate murderous fiend. Oh my god. Why Genocide Jill has a title as an ultimate is beyond me, but Genocide Jill is the ultimate chaos. Members of Team We Tried had discussed this in length behind the scenes, and Genocide Jill has no real place in the death game aside from her introduction. She was introduced to arouse suspicion for the death of Chihiro, but after that, she's done nothing to move the plot forward. She's only been an agent of chaos, so yeah, ultimate chaos. Moving on to Hifumi Yamada, the ultimate fanfic creator. This is a bit of a strength, but ultimate businessman. He's best known for his fanfic, and he was able to bring his work to conventions and festivals, selling over 10,000 copies in a festival at his school, long before Hope's Peak Academy. This would imply he has some sort of business that involves managing the money he makes, picking locations to sell, having some sort of structure. He has a website that he runs off of to sell copies of his fanfic. So, yes, it's a strength, but he might be the ultimate businessman. Moving on to Junko, and here's where a lot of the spoilers come in. Junko is the ultimate fashionista. Kind of. It's more of a cover, since Junko is the ultimate despair. Although, in reality, we should scrap both of them. Junko should be the ultimate analytical mind. Again, it's a hard title to give without spoiling the series as a whole, not just this game. So, if you want to skip over it, I completely understand. Junko was the one to lead the world into despair, long story short, and I'm gonna try to word this to avoid spoilers. But to do so is a testament to how she's able to read others and use their talents to turn her dreams of despair into a dystopian reality. Her ability to plan for every possible outcome was so perfect. She even planned for a childhood friend to remove her memories, only for them to be restored so she can feel despair when that person died. They tried to kill her, she killed them, she recovered her memories and identity. It's insane. And that's just one example of the twisted web that is Junko's mind. She doesn't get tangled in it. It just works in her favor. So for manipulating others, regardless of their ultimate talent and her own, I've dubbed her the ultimate analytical mind. Next, Kiyotaka, the ultimate moral compass. I've given him the ultimate authority, and I don't really like it, but it is what it is, and it's possibly the only thing that fits. See, Kiyotaka's father was a policeman. His grandfather was the Prime Minister of Japan, and there isn't enough in his past that talks solely about Kiyotaka for me to give him a new talent. Thus, his family legacy of authority is what I've given him. I don't like it, but it fits. If you can think of something better, please, please comment. Next is Leon Kawada, and he may be the ultimate baseball star. He wants to be the ultimate musician. In reality, I've dubbed him the ultimate misguided love. Again, this is one of those situations where I have a lack of a better word. Not because I can't think of such a word. It's just, despite that this is surrounding a killing game, there are certain words and ideas I want to avoid. So, misguided love it is. Leon's talent for baseball is something he doesn't really love. He avoids practice. He changes his hairstyle. He changes how he dresses. All because he doesn't really love baseball. It's not something he excels at through hard work. It's pure talent. And yeah, that's the point of Danganronpa, they have ultimate talents. But it's a talent that he doesn't get through practice. It's something he gets naturally. Insane, right? Well, anyways, he wants to go into music, not because he loves music. We don't get to see anything directly, but it's hinted that he's terrible at music. But he sticks with baseball, and the reason for baseball, the reason he wants to go into music, isn't because he enjoys either of them. He does it because he believes the fame will cause girls to fawn over him. So again, for lack of a better term. His reason for wanting love and girls is a little misguided. He's the ultimate misguided love. Now our player character, Makoto Naegi, the ultimate lucky student. I've dubbed him the ultimate confident. The ultimate friend might also work here, but I feel like confidant, is someone you rely on. It fits a little better. While it might be only due to the fact that he's the player character, everyone confides information in Naegi, with the exception, occasionally, of Kyoko. But we'll get to Kyoko when we get there. See, everyone gives information. This doesn't only involve the trials. We see this during free time when we get to go and learn about the other characters. The more he learns about them, the stronger the bonds of their friendship grow. Even if some of them don't want to admit they're friends with Naegi. They still confide information about their lives, their hopes, their dreams, so the ultimate confidant. Moving on to Mondo Owada, the ultimate biker gang leader. I didn't have a lot, so I gave him the ultimate regret. He blames himself for the death of his brother, which he accidentally inevitably caused, challenging his brother to a race, being risky, his brother saving his life, and then getting into an accident. He blames himself over killing Chihiro. Yes, he killed Chihiro, but that was also an accident. There's a lot of accidents surrounding Mondo. He might also just be the ultimate accident, but I feel like the ultimate regret is just fitting. It's a little weak, compared to the others. But it is what it is, and as much as I love the joke, giving him the ultimate butter would probably get me hated. And the rest of Team Retried already hates that joke, so sadly, no. Mukuro Ikusaba. Now, there are spoilers here, just like there are spoilers for Junko, so be warned. Mukuro Ikusaba is the ultimate soldier, and I've dubbed her the ultimate sister. Simply put, she's a soldier following orders, primarily following Junko, and has done everything that Junko's told her to do. This involves dressing up as Junko to take her place time and time again, killing figures that would have gotten in the way of their plan of creating a dystopian society led by despair. I feel like I can edit and try that again, but one take. And ultimately, and this might be the biggest spoiler of all, so probably move on to the next character. But it's because she follows Junko that she's ultimately killed by Junko. This isn't planned. See, she dies very early on in the killing game because she disobeys one of Monokuma's rules. And what was meant to happen was Mukuro Ikusaba was supposed to be thrown into a dungeon and never seen again, just to show the severity of disobeying Monokuma. And by being thrown into the dungeon, she could work with Junko behind the scenes and run everything. But Junko's determined to spread despair by any means necessary to everyone, including herself, and decided that one way to cause despair in both herself and her sister would be to kill her sister, and so she does. But that's the little spoiler bit there, and we can move on to Sakura Ogami, the ultimate martial artist, who I'm going to give the title of ultimate romantic. See, her fighting prowess comes from a long line of fighters. She's the only girl in her clan in her generation, and to prove her worth, she trained and trained. And while her appearance and physique changed because of her training, she didn't care. She was more focused on being the strongest person alive than how her muscles made her look. Still, she wasn't the strongest person alive. That title fell to a street fighter, who she was unable to defeat in combat, no matter what she tried. They became rivals, and through fighting and training, they became closer. Sakura fell in love with him, and he made her realize that her feelings of love and her femininity weren't hindrances to what made her the strongest person alive. If anything, they were factors that aided it. Sadly, he was diagnosed with an illness that gave him 6 months to live, and near his death, he passed the title on to her. She didn't feel like she deserved it, and so she trained and went on to keep fighting. But despite her being the ultimate martial artist, fighting and finding the strongest person alive, falling in love with him, that's not a story of combat, that's a story of love. Next, on to what everyone thinks the best girl is. Myself excluded. Sayaka, the ultimate pop sensation. She's not the ultimate pop sensation, she's the ultimate willpower. Listen, pop star training, in general, for lack of a better word, pop star training. But you see this in K-pop groups, J-pop groups. The training is rigorous. It is mind shattering. And if you don't have the willpower to survive it all, you'll collapse out of pure mental exhaustion long before you're broken physically. On top of that, her determination to become a pop star came long before her training, and she excelled and reached her goal. And then we come to the killing game, where her determination to escape makes her manipulate and backstab her one friend, Makoto. And yeah, it backfired, but it just shows a testament to her mental strength. And while she was a pop star, she had to do bad things and make sacrifices to gain her popularity. Yes, she's the ultimate pop star, but everything involving being a pop sensation makes me think she should be the ultimate willpower. Moving on, Toko Fu Hukawa, almost went into something that said in our YouTube episode introducing her. We'll skip past that. She's the ultimate writing prodigy, and I'm giving her the ultimate hopeless romantic. Yes, it's similar to the ultimate romantic Sakura now. But there's a slight difference. Again, hear me out. While she is mistreated most of her life, her novels reflect what she wants most in the world, romance. Early in her life, when the first boy she ever loved was going to move away, she wrote him a letter, and yes, she was terribly rejected and humiliated. It was put on a board for all the school to see. This letter was published by her teacher, if I remember correctly. And the point is, her teacher reading it, one way or another, led her into writing stories of romance, hitting the top of the charts again and again. And again, these stories of romance were things that she was able to write, never feel herself, no matter how her emotions were poured onto the page and spread to others. And this is where the hopeless romantic splits off from Sakura's ultimate romance. See, yes, one is a story of love that is, in some ways, given back, in some ways, felt also by the other person. Toku never had a story of love herself. See, her feelings were always unrequited. And we see this with Byakuya. Yes, she was bullied, mistreated most of her life, but even by Byakuya, and she does everything he asks. And yes, there are no signs that he'll ever feel the same way about her. He doesn't care for her. She's hopeless. She loves him no matter what. And she'll always be the hopeless romantic. Second to last is Yasuhiro Hagakure, the ultimate clairvoyant. He's the ultimate swindler. This was the first alternate or second ultimate talent I came up with. And he was the inspiration for this. So, thank you, Hiro. A sentence I never thought I'd say in my life. His is nice, short, and sweet. See, he may be the ultimate clairvoyant, coming up with detailed accounts of what'll happen in the future about a third of the time. But he still used his ability to foretell the future to scam people, including the daughter of a mafia leader. And for scamming her, he ended up in their debt. Still, we see this during the Killing Game when he tries to get money off of Makoto for telling the future. And yes, he gives a friend discount of sorts. Still very expensive. Hopefully Makoto never had to pay him. And then last but not least is Kyoko, the ultimate detective. And this is where things take a sad, sad turn. See, Kyoko's the only one that truly has nothing that would fit as her ultimate second talent. And without going into details, because that spoils a lot of not only this game, but the following, and a big chunk of, well, maybe not the following, but a big chunk of Danganronpa as a whole. Between her backstory, her memory loss in this game, the revelation of her talent, she's nothing more than the ultimate detective. Between her investigations, her hiding things from everyone, including Naegi, and even what she reveals to help Naegi in investigations, she's a detective through and through. It's not satisfying. I hate that I can't give her a second title. But giving her a title for the sake of just giving her a title is unfitting. And I'd rather not give her a second title than give her something that just won't work. But there you go. What if every student, except for Kyoko, had a second ultimate talent? A team we tried plays on and more is revealed. I'll be exploring the possibilities of Danganronpa and of other franchises we play. And I'll be exploring things we don't get to see in the games. Until the next episode of Team We Tried Audio, always stay connected and never stop trying. Bye-bye.